everybody. It is 1:30. It slipped up on me. I didn't realize it was 1:30 already. Actually, it's 1:31, so I'm a little bit behind. Apologize. We're going to start off if we can. About quorum, do we have a quorum?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Ms. Frater. We have a quorum. So to start off, I normally am sitting here next to Mr. Baker, but he decided up and take a vacation this week. I don't know who gave him that permission, but we're in good hands. We're in good hands with Mr. Stewart today. So as we go along, the next item is, I believe, audience participation. Do we have any audience participation?
We have none, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Next is going to be the meeting minutes from last month. So in your packet is an attachment 2A, meeting minutes of the January 25th, 2024 meeting. Did everyone get a chance to review, and is there any revisions that anyone would like to make?
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
So we have a motion to approve the minutes and a second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Abstentions, motion carries. We're going to move into staff reports. So we've got attachment 3A, financial progress report. Mr. Stewart.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. We have expended at the end of February 40% of the budget, and we remain in good fiscal standing. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any additional questions for Mr. Stewart? This is going to require a motion, please. So we have a motion to accept the financial progress report as presented.
I'll make that motion, Bashara Rittman.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Vinny, a second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to accept the financial progress report. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Next item is 3B, our technical progress report. Mr. Stewart.
Thank you. There's a lot going on in the halls of AMATS right now. I'll try to be brief, but did want to start with a couple of funding sources that you should be aware of. First is the federal Safe Streets for All funding. Once again, $1 billion in this upcoming fiscal year, 20% match. That hasn't changed. Most of the changes to the program are pretty incremental. There are more opportunities for supplemental planning and demonstration grants that can be part of an implementation grant now. And supposedly it's a little bit easier to apply from what I've read. There's a new application submission system. So two rounds of planning and demonstration grants. One is very soon, April 4th, and then another in August 29th. And then the implementation grants are due on May 16th. If anybody has any questions about those, I know we've spoken with a few communities. Please reach out to us. We're happy to help where we can. The other source of funding I wanted to mention, something we found out about the other week, is a new program under the bipartisan infrastructure law. That's the Active Transportation Infrastructure Investment Program. Now, that is a much smaller funding source, $45.5 million nationwide. Construction projects, it's very large-scale types of things, so $15 million minimum for a construction project, and the minimum award that will be given out is $7.5 million. So if you break that down, we might only be looking at 3 or 4 or 5 infrastructure projects across the whole country. That money can go toward planning design grants also. But there is a webinar coming up. Happy to share with you more information on that if you have any questions or if that's something you might be interested in. A lot going on in terms of work products. Just a few highlights. We're getting very close on launching our new website. Heather's been managing that project, and we just had a meeting with them the other day. I'd say we're 95% there. So with any luck, before we meet again next time, we'll have a new website launched. Getting ready to go on the traffic signal inventory. We're also going to be doing a bike map update you're familiar, AMATS has a bike map. It's been a while since we've done a full update of that, so we'll be doing that here in the next few months. And then I just generally, our staff is busy working on a lot of the input documents that will go into our next long-range plan. So that'd be the congestion mitigation process, the active transportation plan, transit plan, freight plan, planning data forecast, and our roadway preservation plan. So a lot of stuff coming up here in the next few months. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart. Next on our agenda is under staff reports, it's 3C, the AMATS Federal Funds Report, attachment 3C, Ms. Prater.
Thank you. So we're in the fourth quarter, or almost in the fourth quarter, we'll be in the fourth quarter on April 1st, and we have spent approximately 78% of STBG funds. We are over-programmed for STBG by about $1.4 million. We recently did secure a loan so that all the projects for STBG could definitely sell this fiscal year. So if we weren't able to secure the loan, we would have had to bump some of the projects. Basically, they could bid, they could award, they just could not actually encumber the money until 25 when we got the money. So just to warn everyone, we've been talking about over-programming, and basically we've gotten to the point now where we've over-programmed so much that if we weren't able to get this loan, we would have had to bump projects, so which is kind of what we've all been talking about looking for. So TASA funds are actually currently under budgeted this year, so we may actually have carryover funds into next year, which is actually when we need them. There are no projects in CRP, so all that money will roll over into next year. And CMAC is funded at a statewide level, so we don't really have to worry too much about that because it's kind of shifted around based on need at a statewide level. So just an FYI, all the projects that were awarded back in January, we ask everyone on their notification letters to please have those sent to ODOT within 45 days. If you have not sent your project, please do that right away. We have a decent amount of projects that still don't have a PID number, and it's been definitely over the 45 days. We just want to make sure everything gets PIDed and in the system so that we can track it more effectively. So, and that's all I have. Any questions?
Thank you. All right, we're into old business now. So next on the agenda is attachment 4A, draft active transportation plan recommendations. Mr. Stewart.
Okay, thank you. As you're probably aware, staff is continuing their update of our active transportation plan, which was last updated in 2019. In front of you today are a couple of key components from this upcoming study. We wanted to give you a chance to review them. The first is our draft listing and map of the future shared use path projects. So this is the result of a lot of outreach to all of you, our member communities, as well as some of our non-member communities, our park districts, other agencies. We also showed this to the general public through a web application and discussed it at last week's CIC meeting. So there have been a couple of very minor changes, additions to this, to what you see in front of you, but I'm happy to go into that if I need to. But basically what you see in front of you is our listing of future shared use paths, and we have the map there, so we're asking for your approval of that. The other component is our goals and strategies. We were kicking this around as staff, and what we landed on is we created the matrix that you see to organize our goals and strategies. We basically broke them into two categories, our infrastructure-related ones, where we have 6 goals and 13 strategies, and then our outreach and encouragement goals. There are 4 of those and 9 strategies. So we're just asking for committee approval of these documents so they can be incorporated into the final plan. Our expectation is that we will wrap this up in late April, and we'll be approving the active transportation plan in May. So are there any questions about that?
I move for approval of the plan.
So we have a motion on the floor for the approval of the draft active transportation plan recommendations. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to accept the draft version of our active transportation plan recommendations. So all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, now into new business. In your packets, attachment 5A, the AMATS roundabout study update. Mr. Stewart.
Okay, so this is a project that I'm very excited about. Our staff has been working on this for quite some time, but we're making very good progress. We hope to have this wrapped up in May as well. And so I thought it would just be a good idea to get a few pieces of this in front of you so you could weigh in on things. We have an inventory of all of our area roundabouts. If you could review that, I've already noticed one or two little things on that need to change. We just want to make sure that we get all of this right. We're in the process of compiling the before and after safety data on all of this and other characteristics of the roundabout, so it's pretty cool to see all of that coming together. Other pieces of this study will be just kind of like a roundabout characteristics guide, kind of describing advantages, disadvantages, that sort of thing. And then the last chapter of the plan will be kind of a, almost kind of like a community planning for roundabouts guide, best practices, things that communities have learned in the process, things not to do, things to do, public engagement opportunities, things like that. So with that in mind, for any of the communities that have built roundabouts, if you'd like to share any of your best practices or wisdom that you've learned along the way, we'd love to talk with you. That's kind of the final chapter of the plan that has yet to come together, but hoping to make good headway on that in the next week or two. So if you have anything that you can share with us, we'd love to talk with you, so just let me know. And then, like I said, if you notice any discrepancies in the inventory that we presented here, please let us know that as well. So any questions about the upcoming roundabout study? Oh, and I should mention that we plan to approve this in May.
Matt, can I ask a question?
Yes.
We were at that ODOT meeting the other day about our project, and it came up about that being maybe considered a roundabout. How do we get that added to this list?
If you want me to add it to, so there is that category of, and this is really just kind of for internal purposes, it's not going to be in the report itself, but we have that category kind of in the middle of potential unprogrammed roundabouts. If you want me to, I can add that to the list in that category.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, okay.
And email me if you need any other detail.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, discussions, or anything about the roundabout draft? All right, so we're on to item 6, which is our resolutions. We have 3 resolutions. We'll handle them individually. The first one is Resolution 2024-07, and that is to approve projects to be funded under the STBG funding. Ms. Prater.
Thank you. So we had 2 tactic meetings to discuss the projects submitted for STBG. We had 26 projects submitted to the STBG program, and the total was about $85.6 million that was requested. We were only able to fund around $15.2 million, and we selected the top 3 projects. These projects are State Route 59 Alternative Transportation Improvements in Kent, State Road Widening in Cuyahoga Falls, and South Main Improvements in Persona County. So the staff recommends approval of these 3 projects. Also, Once these projects are approved, I'd like to remind the sponsors to please make sure to submit them to ODOT once you get your notification letters based on the actual dates on the notification letters. So, any questions?
Okay, hearing none, a motion is required for Resolution 2024-07 for approving projects to be funded under the STBG grant. Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion. Sheridan.
Paradise, second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve Resolution 2024-07, approving projects to be funded under the STBG grant. All in favor, signify by saying aye, please.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. On to Attachment 6B, Resolution 2024-08. Ms. Prater.
Yes, this is a TIP amendment. We are revising funding for three projects and adding six projects. The three projects that we are revising, the one is East Avenue, which originally was on the TIP as a group project. It received CMAC funding back in December, so we needed to add this to the TIP. And then as an individual project, it had to move from group to individual. So, and then the next one is 77-8 corridor. They actually added some right-of-way money in 25. We previously had added this project before, and because it had PE money added to it. So, and then the last one that had revised funding was South Arlington. They received CRP funding from us back in January, and they also received safety funding. This project is not air quality exempt, so we had to do interagency consultation for air quality. That was conducted on February 22nd, and all partners responded that they concur with our air quality analysis. So now that project will have to go to the feds and get approval again, just like it did last time that we did that same project. So the six projects, the six new projects, are listed in your papers. One note, number five in the new projects, the PID number is incorrect. So I changed the PID number on the signed copy. So instead of 120494, it's 120949. So, and does anyone have any questions?
Hearing none, we will need a motion to, is required to approve Resolution 2024-08, approving amendment number 5 with Ms. Prater's revisions to the PIV that was incorrect. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you so much.
Sorry.
We have a motion and a second to approve Resolution 2024-08. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. On to Resolution 2024-09, Attachment 6C. Mr. Mullen.
Yeah, thank you. So Attachment 6C is the Connecting Communities Annual Grant recommendations. For the seventh round of funding, applications were made available on the AMS website on January 3rd, with a budget of $3,000. The applications were received by the February 9th deadline. The Community's Painting Grant Task Force then met on February 22nd and discussed the applications. After much discussion and debate, the task force determined that the two applications that best met the goals and objectives of the program are New Franklin State Route 619 Corridor Development Planning Study and Akron Summit Lake Pedestrian Safety Master Plan. Attached to this memo are the scores for all the applications and a brief summary of the proposals submitted by the two top applicants. So AMATS is requesting approval of these two planning grants. Again, that's the New Franklin State Route 619 Corridor Development Planning Study and Akron Summit Lake Pedestrian Safety Master Plan. Does anybody have any questions?
Hearing none, thank you, Mr. Mullen. We'll need a resolution to approve a motion to approve Resolution 2024-09 Connecting Communities Planning Recommendations as discussed by Mr. Mullen. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Paradise.
Thanks, Joe. Do we have a second?
Second, Moore.
Thanks, Amy. We have a motion and a second to approve Resolution 2024-09. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right, on to item 7, other business. Is there any other business? No other business. Next is our favorite part, the adjournment. Our next regular meeting is Thursday, May 16th, here at the venue at 1:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn for today?
I'll make the motion.
Thanks, Bob. Do I have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn this wonderful meeting. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Have a wonderful day.